Actually, when we think of no one in reality, no permanent reality, see, only a moment.
No one, no you.
Only a moment of experience, see.
Yeah.
Yes, really, life is so short. Really, it's not about the life, like, after we finish this life, but actually every moment.
Just a moment, which is unseen. Otherwise, who can get away, get out of samsara? Ignorance keeps on arising and falling away with attachment.
So
it has to be accumulated on and on until reality appears as no one, no thing.
When we're hearing this, there's like a feel like we want to have understanding.
Certainly.
And then after this, when we forget about the hearing, we just attach to seeing, hearing everything. And
actually, there's no one. Only understanding arises at moment of hearing and thinking with other chetasikas. And understanding is one, because at that moment there is also awareness, see, with other sopana chetasika. Even a moment of wholesome citta, see, there must be many factors, many chetasikas. For a moment, that's all, see, and keeps on turning around so rapidly. The magic world. Playing by the magician, citta chetasika. Yeah, the magician is citta chetasika. Yeah. And this is what the magician plays around, all magic. Instead of just one bird out of the hat, it's so many things.
Yes.
That's why I learned to understand reality as not self and different ones. Don't think about experiencing anything at all, because it's a matter of panya, which develops little by little in order to penetrate and inside the true nature, that, like what we have heard, see. Only develop the cause or condition for that instead of thinking, hoping, wishing to get there without any conditions, no cause at all.
But why sometimes when I hear about like life is so short, there's always feeling sad or something, and because maybe we attach to
unpleasant feeling is a reality. Yeah. See, nothing can be taken for I. Ignorance is there. It doesn't know. So it's so sad at that moment as I, but actually it's only just that kind of feeling. So pleasant, it's only a kind of feeling. No one there at all. This live with me.
This live with me, I guess.
Where I go. Only a moment, many thoughts. Yeah. And so it's always once upon a time.
Yeah.
Each moment is only once upon a time. No more for next life. See?
In next life, you mean next moment?
Next moment, or next being, next plane of existence, who know? Yeah. We better turn this way.
Yes.
Oh, we can hear as well.
Yeah. Turn to other object.
Yeah. Because you see that whenever there is awareness, no attention to other object, only that object which awareness is aware of.
I was thinking of the elephant, and I like the elephant so much, and no attention. Only to the elephant, thinking.
Strong enough to not mind at all whether it's gone. Yeah.
Not mind when it is gone. Yeah. Any visible object goes immediately.
It's gone, not only elephant.
Escape.
I can see now how that leads to more detachment. Leads to more detachment.
Before it can be detachment from everything, which is not known before, like seeing, hearing, thinking, liking, pleasure, sadness, or anything. Yeah. Actually, there must be the understanding of no one, no people, no thing in whatever appears. Otherwise, there must be the sign and the idea of something very permanent.
I never liked waterfalls, and now I like it so much. So I got worse.
Except from Thailand, and you're earlier in the landscape before, she wouldn't be interested. Now she likes more.
So we can see the portion of the kusala and akusala. See,
yes, lots of akusala, more akusala.
It's a matter. Pardon?
Maybe before I was a little bit forcing myself not to like those things. And now more natural.
Like I remember.
More yeah. Natural, you know. Right. Yeah, yeah. It's
like
better.
When we were in the botanic gardens before, yeah, you'd say, why are they talking about flowers instead of Dharma? It's a natural way.
And now I like flowers.
Before there can be the difference when Panya developed and when it's not developed yet, see? Mm. Very natural, but
trying to pretend one's not interested and doesn't have attachment. Yeah. And
there can be further understanding. Everything has to be like this.
And also understanding more that there can be awareness and understanding any time at all, even while enjoying the flowers or the beautiful landscape. Yeah. It doesn't mean don't look at the sunset or the tea plantations.
Yes, yes.
But I think it's quite sensitive about that. Like, it really depends on what is the quality of mind at that time. Some people say, oh, it's just free to do it and it's natural. But I think sometimes it can be the speak of the defilements.
That's, I think, when we in Poland we talked about I am anatta, which means you use anatta. You say, oh, I am anatta, and really it's just an excuse for not, for continuing to do something, for akusala. And, you can't use it as an excuse, but you can learn the difference between using it as an excuse and something being really natural and not forced.
I'm a little bit confused now, like when we talk about pariyatti, long discussion about pariyatti, and Ajahn explained that is the understanding of reality as it's happened now. But then also Sarah said that panya is panya and no need to differentiate between different level of understanding. But then on the, like when we were in Nugombo, Ajahn also talked about different pariyatti, pati. So I'm a little bit confused. Like, is it like you just say that we don't, because it's not happening now, so we don't consider about that, or?
At the moment of thinking, what is this level, and there is this level, and this level, and this level, is it any pariyatti at this moment? Is there any understanding at this moment? When we're thinking, oh, is this level, and how can I get to that level, and oh, there's this and this and higher and higher. Is there any pariyatti at that moment?
But there can be thinking, not about relating, not exactly in the same that story.
So the point is that when we're talking about pariyatti, it has to come back to understanding Dhamma. Otherwise, it's just a long story about pariyatti and my pariyatti usually. And it's not any understanding of Dharma now, not any pariyatti. So if there's no understanding of reality now, that right understanding of reality intellectually in the beginning can never develop enough, firmly enough, to condition direct understanding. So the point is that when there is understanding now of what is seen, what is heard, thinking, there's no thought at that time about what level and what, when will it be patipatti. Right. So yes, there are different levels of understanding, but I'm just pointing at that moment of thinking about all these levels and how much there is, that it's missing the point about understanding Dharma right now.
Thanks for clarifying. I think I got the first one, but I didn't think that I didn't think in the second way, like have to be like when there's pariyatti and then try to work out okay what level it is. No, but
then it's not understanding right. anything about pariyatti. It's just a kind of right. speculation with lobha yeah. and ignorance. It's not understanding anything. So. Pariyatti can never be understood by thinking about the levels.
Yep.
It can only arise by understanding Dharma, reality now.
Right. But it's different from the fact that there are different levels of understanding, right? Yeah.
There are different levels of understanding, yep. but no need to sure. think and speculate and try to work it out.
Right. Yeah.
At that moment, the pariyatti is... when there's understanding of thinking right now, thinking with attachment, thinking of ignorance right now,
okay.
is more precious, more important.
Right, I got it. Because I thought that you said that there's no different level of understanding.
I think there's an important point that you bring up about levels and thinking of my pariyatti. I'm inclined to think of, oh, this is the level of Satipatthana, and this is the level of pariyatti. So that's not the right way.
It distracts from the development of understanding, because behind such thinking, there's such strong clinging to self and my understanding and how can I have results. So it's not understanding Dharma as anatta at this moment. And on the question about, oh, why Neurelia and just conditions, oh, we could give a long, Ajahn could give a long story about, oh, Sarah suggested this idea and this and this and this and this and this and this. But actually, it's just a whole lot of thinking about various concepts. In reality, actually, only ever moments of hearing sounds, thinking about those sounds, Chaitanya at every moment, Manasikara at every moment, just different dhammas arising by conditions, that's all, no matter here or there or anywhere.
So one can talk more about
conditioned dhammas, but actually the reason we say conditions just in brief is just as a reminder that in truth it's not about someone saying something and doing something. Actually, it's about just dhammas arising and falling away, each one by its own conditions.
But the question yesterday that I raised to them now, it was a little bit like he got before. So I was thinking in terms of like, in terms of action, what reality is it? If we talk, for example, what reality is it? But because when we talk, we're also moving the mouth and making the sound, for example. So what we see in daily life at saying or moving the hand, for example, what are the reality behind it, right?
The realities of Nama and Rupa.
Nama and Rupa.
Seeing cannot make anything move. Understanding little by little. Because now there is thinking, otherwise there will not be any speech at all. No speaking. So there must be the citta, the nama, which condition, sound or voice. Can there be speaking without thinking?
And it cannot.
I can one say it's kusala citta or akusala citta that conditions speech or bodily actions, that conditions those kinds of rupas. So it's thinking that conditions speech, the sounds which we call speech, or the rupas of the body that we call bodily intimation. So can one say that that thinking actually is just kusala or akusala cittas? It's the same, whether we call it, say it's thinking or kusala or akusala cittas, to be more precise.
But there can be also the kind of citta that not akusala and kusala as well, right?
Can it condition speech? If it's, for example, result citta, like moments of seeing, seeing cannot condition speech, hearing cannot. So it must be kusala or akusala cittas that condition it.
Yeah. Like that. She mentioned the most brief me that there's result citta. So that these Ajahn said they cannot condition the rupa moving the mouth or things. Then there also be akusala citta and kusala citta, but there's also something else.
We're not talking about, let's not talk about the arahats, let's talk about right now, kusala or akusala cittas. The kriya cittas are inoperative, they cannot condition the speech.
I remember one time asking Ajahn about what is characteristic of thinking, and the answer is, are they thinking now?
Because if it's not known now, how can that characteristic ever be known?
And also not try to understanding it in term of words and when the reality is happening now.
When you say it's, if it's not known now, for example, if at that moment there's thinking but there's no understanding, so then the characteristic, it does not appear, right? So does it have to be, so then it has to be known now, not valid anymore.
So when asking this question, like now, thinking about what is thinking now, what is real at this moment? What is the reality at that moment?
There's no understanding.
What is the reality now? Okay, if there's no understanding, what's real now? Mm. Thinking without understanding, yeah, okay. Thinking with doubt, thinking with confusion. Mm. Just dhammas. Okay. Not mine or yours, just moments of thinking of doubt. So it can be known too, when it appears, when it arises.
So when there is realizing that there's thinking now, there is also the beginning of the development of understanding, right?
Always remind me, it is the second time that we discussed, Ajahn asked me about what kind of citta that asked that question is akusala citta. That the second time, maybe no one would remember. But really, when Ajahn talked about the sila, Ajahn said already, it's not the past, just in our discussion. That's why I just reminded. Okay.
And it's a good reminder. It's sila now, moments of kusala citta, moments of akusala citta. But I think this is another deep topic we can discuss in more detail tomorrow, what is sila and sila at this moment, because it's almost time, so maybe if there's just anything else related to today's topic or anything else you would like to say. I just said almost time, so if anyone would like to say
anything. See you tomorrow.
All the time, but we get forgotten.
Of course.
So that's why we need to hear often and consider often to be reminded that it's just dhammas.
And she said it takes quite a long time to really appreciate that at this moment, just dhammas, just sounds, visible objects, seeing, hearing, and the understanding to be really firm at this moment.
So that's why manana, or what? Manana is there. Attachment and ignorance is there. And so one can see that manya has to develop little by little in order to go instead of lopa in attachment to that object with understanding.
Earlier we were talking about some difficulties like the bathroom and this and that for Nina, and always like this in daily life. And we were saying, well, actually, yeah, they're just different dharmas at different moments, and usually just thinking about the issue or oneself.
It doesn't last, even that which is not quite comfortable. That's at last.
It doesn't last at all.
The matter is that which is not comfortable.
No, because the Buddha talks with you and the others at the other time. Yeah. I finish this first.
And on Manyati and Papancha, because I checked in the sub-commentary, because I'd written about it before, and they're very close in meaning but not quite the same. Manyati, man means to think. Manyana means thinking, and manyati is he thinks. So it's when there are papancha, when there is lobha, mana, and ditti, then there is thinking manyati in this way. So the meaning is not exactly the same, but closely related.
We'll talk about it. You see, and the words are there, but it depends on understanding.
Yes.
No matter it is written like manyana is this and panjata is that, but still it needs understanding.
Right. Like at this moment, thinking with. Yes. And it talks about the meaning of papancha, the meaning of the stem word, means delaying in samsara. Because when one's just thinking with lobha and mana and ditti, then just delays in samsara. But always good to be reminded, just dhammas now, no matter what.
And any problem about, you were suggesting you would be after discussion on relationship of different people and
mixing with people,
and that's all for daily life, and it's always very good to be reminded, I find. Yeah.
Of each word, like it is for Mahapurusa and for ordinary person, that should be the understanding of sati before other things.
That of course, great understanding.
I mean, today's, while they are listening, they better have the idea of the most important thing is understanding sati, not the anapanasati, because it's from Mahapurusa, and no selection at all. Otherwise, everyone would be Mahapurusa.
This is a good introduction that you just...
Nina, please. I don't like to address a monk or say anything like that, which is not really the understanding, see. To me, it's like, it's useless. Mm. Yeah.
You could say that too. So, giving the introduction because Ajahn thinks it's useless. Just joking, Nina, don't worry.
No.
sensitive to jokes. I never like jokes.
I'm sorry if I'm
and I never like laughing about jokes and things like that.
Bad luck.
Not my accommodation.
Yeah, it's my nature to make a joke occasionally. So.
I like jokes.
I
like jokes.
I don't like jokes.
I like jokes very much. I like funny and comical subjects.
My accumulation. But I can laugh too.
Yeah.
I can, of course.
No need to take life too seriously.
Yeah. No, that is what I think.
Maybe when you come
funny
next...
Thing. I like funny or funny things, yeah.
Maybe next time you'll say, as well as liking waterfalls, now you like some jokes also, maybe.
Yes. The main thing is, I usually can't follow jokes in English or in Thai. I find it difficult to follow to get the point. So everyone's
mana,
laughing.
Mana,
yeah, and I don't know what they are laughing about.
Right. Yes. Yeah, so,
I leave it.
So mana conditions dosa in that situation.
How do you know? You are assuming.
Usually, when one has mana, one seems like it's an unpleasant feeling, right? But it cannot arise with dosa. That's why the mana conditioned the dosa.
Yes, yes,
actually, we just want to stress about no selection and sati of any object.
Right.
And
because anatta, this is the best point too.
Yes.
And no one can deny anatta.
Yeah.
We learn the teaching just to understand the anattaness.
Yes.
So anatta...
Yes,
only the way leading to
from the beginning,
yes, to the end.
Anyway, it'll be an interesting session.
Not for me, because it's on anapana.
I think she means it'll be interesting to see
how it goes. Yeah, I know.
To me, I think that anyone who does not really understand Dhamma and not understand what is there in the book.
No.
No matter through his scholar study or things like that,
no.
Not understand. The end of mountain is here. Ignorance of not understanding what is now.
So it's here means it's in the mind, is it?
No idea about mind or anything yet, because we used to think about that in terms of people and things and the world. But actually, thinking about understanding just one reality at a time, like at moment of seeing, no mind, no brain, nothing. That's why when we talk more about everything, we can see that the composition of all these conditions, such ideas, something permanent and stay, whenever they appear, like tree and mountain, no arising and falling away, but actually, when right understanding develops enough of each arises and falls away in split second, even in the body, spaces in between every tiniest unit of that which is hard, or what we call that which cannot experience, but still there. Can any one unit of hardness be I? But the whole is my arm. But it's just only one. Is it belong to anyone or not? So it's just understanding, only understanding whatever appears. And it has to be this very moment too, because the moment is gone and gone and gone all the time. If there is no understanding of this moment, then there cannot be the understanding of anything at all, because it hasn't come yet.
Yeah.
And now that which is present is gone completely. All is unknown. Yeah. Just learn to understand nature or reality or element. Which
yesterday you finally asked me, is everything permanent? So just suddenly this morning I remembered a book I read when I was about 18 years old. In that it said everything changes except change itself.
But the change is quite slow. It changes more rapidly than that. For example, if we think of change, we take the look of that which keeps on arising and falling away unknowingly. For example,
Seeing now is not seeing a moment ago. Hearing now is not hearing a moment ago. Thinking now is not a moment ago. But the arising and falling away so very rapidly that it's like the magician. But reality plays better than any expert magician. Yeah, because it seems like as soon as they're seeing, it's so many ideas.
So that statement, everything changes except change. How do you interpret that?
If it does not arise and falls away, can it look as it changes? See, when you say change, it means that you do not understand the moment of arising and falling away. What you see is only the change. But if it does not arise and falls away at all, can it be changed? It has to stay there. But when there is the look of changing, it means that before there can be the sign of change, there must be the very small moment of changing. So that it.
So the very small moment of changing will continue forever. So that is the only constant.
Right. And the understanding. Little by little, just one word at a time is the best thing. Because only one word, it covers everything. Like the word reality, what is real? This is real, that is real, but there are different realities.
One real another will be real all the time.
Realities which but have that...
all the time wrong.
Yeah. That's why I think that if we come across any word without really study and understanding, we just take it like changing. But how can it change if it does not arise and falls away in split second, that it cannot be known until it appears as it changes? See, if you don't see the change, you can hear just the word sound. Sound it hurts. And it's gone. And later on, the memory of that sound conditioned the idea of the sound of what? And then everything's gone. Nothing is left at all. Because whenever it arises and falls away, never to arise again in samsara. So we just cling to that which is gone, thinking that it's the same, but it's a new one, not the old one. But it doesn't look like it changes at all. Until sometimes, then we can see the change of the star, even the moon and the sun.
Yeah. I don't know how you relate this. Again, I think in that Kung Fu film,
I don't think that we have to think about the other things. Otherwise, it's not the understanding, which is not in any teachings at all.
That even at moment, thinking of Kung Fu, if they're thinking now, right now.
Yeah. In that Kung Fu film, the master is walking near a stream, and then there is a master and the pupil, and then there is a lady who can't cross the stream. I don't know whether you may have heard of this.
No understanding of what the master is, or that lady is, or the stream is at all. This is the understanding of everything in detail. Very, very fine. For example, there is a reality which we call it eye-based. Without it, there can never be seeing. But no one can see it. Because what is seen is only that which can be seen. Only one reality among the world, whatever. So now, the ear sense cannot be seen. The eye sense, the brain and everything cannot be seen. It's only the idea of taking that which is seen as something. So I think it's quite a new understanding, because this is like what we the experiences through eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and body and mind. It's like something which turned down the truth. Because if there is no reality which can experience, can there be what which now appear? As you, everyone here. So there must be, at moment of seeing, that which is seen is experienced, is known by the reality which can see it. It's not thinking, because thinking cannot see. See, at moment of hearing sound, see, for some people they do not have the conditions for hearing, no ear buds at all, but the ear buds is the reality that cannot be seen, but it's there. How can you imagine the reality which is not hard, not soft, but is the reality which the sound can impinge on it, which condition hearing just to hear it, experience it. So the experiencing reality is the most important thing. To be wholesome or unwholesome without the experiencing, there can never be such what we call morality or more than that. Everything comes from the experiencing. It knows, it experiences, it remembers, it thinks. And now, the function of that which experiences all the time. Who knows or understand that which experiences, because there is attention only to that which is experienced. Much more to learn about this moment only, because the past is gone, the future has come yet. But as soon as this moment has fallen away, it conditioned the next moment, so the next moment carries what this one which has gone on and on and on and on. That's why people have the different accumulations, different ideas, different thinking, different like and dislike. They are all the mental realities which the experiencing is that faculty of experience, but it cannot remember, it cannot know anything. That's why the mental realities are different. One is that which experiences, and the other is the mental factor which arises with that one, that we call mind.
So alone any time with seeing, with people, lots of people or no people or any time.
Any situation, we are alone. Not only alone by myself or someone else.
Alone with Chitta.
Yeah, alone with Chitta, Chitta, and Rupa. Yeah.
And has it been a good trip for you now? Are you quite happy now?
Not very sure. Mm-hmm. Because by condition we can say happy or not happy.
But I happy with hearing Dharma?
Yes, of course, yeah. But when I come here, I have many experience for by condition changing all the time. I decide to do this, but by condition it happen not
the opposite. Mm-hmm. Yes. So we can see that each moment of thinking is conditioned, and we make some plan, and then maybe quite different.
Mm-hmm. It's like the adventure of citta and cittasika. No one.
An adventure from moment to moment, not know even next moment what citta will be, or what it will think, or what it will plan, or whether seeing or hearing.
But we can do anything, because by condition, by Dhamma, Anatta, we can choose or we can do with our eye.
Just chittas perform their functions.
Yeah. It's very,
very good.
Profound and subtle to understand it.
Very subtle.
It means that one begins to understand the virtues of the Buddha from hearing the subtlety of words of his teachings. The more there is understanding, the more subtle it is.
Because Buddha always taught and said about who can see the Dhamma and see the Buddha.
Right.
Without see the Dhamma, can't see the Buddha.
Cannot understand the Buddha's virtues. No point to take refuge or anything with no understanding of the Dhamma.
Has to be just then, see? Okay, detached from, and other thing has to appear in order to be, to be sure that that's the world of truth, but out nothing at all.
Right. I can see that.
Because there is the I there, and that it's not the moment when it just appear only one. It seems like it's there. It can happen, but the idea of self and delight is there.
Doesn't take long to come in. No, it was funny. I was standing with you and the Vietnamese girls, and we were all looking out. This beautiful scene, and then suddenly, and then
So it's
this is
the
wonderful.
It's the I there. See,
I see. Okay,
it must be quite different, but. Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm glad I spoke to you and I didn't wait, because you can get stuck.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, if I speak to you, you cannot stop.
It has to be like this. I thought I haven't told you before about someone who I thought I told about. He would like very much to have the clear explanation about the Patijasmupata, and what stuck in his mind is the avicca condition, sankhara, and how avicca is there, how can avicca be there. And one night he dreamed that he saw Buddha came to him and just talked very clearly about how avicca comes and so on. And when he woke up, he couldn't wait. He flew to me, to the foundation, and told me all about it. After I told him that Mara, the Mara, in many, many forms.
Back again.
He thought, oh, it's so nice because to hear the truth. So he said that it, the understanding of people today is like the end of the needle touches on the world, the whole world. Because avicca is there, attachment is there, and the traps are there, see?
Right.
So if one remembers that it is right understanding of whatever appears, whenever it's there, see?
Yeah.
It is right in it.
Right.
And that will keep on the right track all the way, the path with detachment, with understanding, with understanding, okay?
Yes.
Because when it appears to right understanding is there. At that moment, knowing that as no word at all, only different characteristic appears, as one has heard before about everything.
Well, there was that too. There was that too, but I see how it has to grow, and grow.
Yeah. No detachment, otherwise one is trapped.
Right. Yes.
And it has to be so very natural, see?
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
With the anattaness. This is the most important, because it is anattaness from the very beginning to the end, to have more firm understanding and more confidence on the teachings.
Right. Well, totally, and as you say, completely unexpected.
Certainly.
No trying.
Otherwise, it's still the self again.
It couldn't happen.
Because even the idea of trying can be known by panya.
Before
all can be eliminated, eradicated, until nothing is left.
I find it all the time.
Yeah.
I find the idea of trying all the time.
So,
more and more.
So panya begins to see the self. That's why only panya can eliminate and eradicate the self.
Right.
Otherwise, the self is there, unknown.
Yeah.
So it seems like there is no self. Yeah. There's such and such happenings. But actually, when panya sees the self, one can see that that has to be eradicated from everything by condition. So no expectation, no thinking about the result or whatever. Just understand and see that what about the direct awareness of seeing and of touching by conditions as not self. Because no matter there is touching, no idea, or some idea, some wrong idea. But when it's right understanding, it just the moment of experiencing with understanding did as nothing, only kindness, only hardness. That's why the natural right awareness has to be conditioned. Without that, which I think of it, I try. Even at that moment, no one can stop just thinking. Panya is there to know. Is there to know?
There was no thinking then; it just there.
But no one can stop. So panya begins to see it. Panya begins to see lopa. Panya begins to see the self in order to eradicate it. Because in a day, no one thought about it at all. It's there.
I think about it a lot here.
Yeah, yeah. So, panya has to follow.
Yeah.
Sati, samasati follow by anattaness again. That's why it's more difficult when it's by anattaness.
Yes.
Because panya.
More difficult.
Yeah, more and more difficult. And panya is so keen that it works better than the self.
We have to outrun the self.
Yeah, very skillful, very little developed by Sankhara Khanda and Panya itself. By then one knows that no way, no use to do anything because Panya can work well or better.
Right, well, I find myself.
Yeah.
Like I say, catch is the wrong word. I notice it.
No matter it's long time, it's all right because it's the Panya develops very skillfully, correctly.
Right after this occurred, I wasn't feeling particularly attached to it, wasn't thinking about it much. But the next day, sitting in the guest house in New Orleans, there you were talking about little spots. I thought, I can't believe it.
because you see that it is always appeared with nimitta.
Yes.
So one knows it is not just one.
Yes, yes.
Even it's one, it does not appear as one.
That's right. Yeah.
It appears as nimitta.
Yeah, exactly. You have no idea.
That's why it has to take very experience in understanding the words of the teaching. Because it's in the book and everyone follow it without understanding enough. Take it like I can do and I will do and this is the way and so on. But actually, when there is an understanding only, like people in the old days, as soon as they heard the teachings, they understood the meaning, the subtle meaning. So very natural, But panya is there. So panya has many degrees.
On the bus on the way back from Norelia, I had a discussion with Ajahn where we were talking about more and more noticing of self trying, more and more, and of mana and conceit. And there's really nothing we can do about it, but the panya, as panya grows, there will be more noticing of self.
Condition different color, sign, mark, to be known as someone or something, that's all. Yeah, but actually the absolute realities must be only that which can be seen. Just close one's eyes, no more, see?
No more, see?
No more, no idea about people and things. So it has to be unreality for sure that it can be seen. Before there can be the eradication of I from it, it takes time. But since
when the eye is impermanent, it's flesh only.
Yeah, hearing
impermanent. We can't see anything.
Because only seeing sees, yeah.
And in the absolute sense, no.
I'm reading the Dhamma books that are on the husband.
Yeah.
I lead a very peaceful and serene and a happy life. Because what Gita said was to continue the way you live.
That's right.
That's all. And my time will come.
And whatever happens in life,
yes,
by conditions, that's and right. No choice but to develop more understanding.
But I think, Sarah, had I been in Hong Kong, it would have been very different, because then I would have not had the Dhamma as I see this every hour of the
because
day.
No more.
Yeah,
just people so seeing, tasting, touching, thinking.
You met in Bansu, and I wish to may your service to everybody and your wish become true in this world.
Yes, and you are too.
Yeah. So nice to see you and
so nice.
Talk to you.
Yes,
to be an unforgettable thing in my life.
Yeah. The most important thing is the Buddha's word.
Yeah.
Understand, not follow.
Understand.
Just understand. And
then
Panya. Anatta. Yeah. Every moment it's a proven of anatta.
Proven so very well with her passing.
When your daughter passed away.
Yes, when she passed away. I was able to chant Pirit to her until her last breath was gone.
So she passed away in Hong Kong?
And no, she was in Singapore at Mount Elizabeth Hospital for 13 months. I brought her back here for 2.5 weeks, the last 2.5 weeks, and then that was here. But it was very peaceful. It was very peaceful. So this is what she feared always, having children and making ties, having married. She rejected every
cancer she had.
Yes, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Yeah, the rarest kind apparently.
It's very inspirational that even after the passing of her only daughter, she is so cheerful in the Dharma and
because actually nothing belonged to anyone at all. The best cure.
She's so detached from her own body and everything. And she said, let's we have any short time. Let's be happy. I've done everything with her, gone away with me to this place, and from Thailand to everywhere else except Tibet, because she said it will be too cold for me. And here also, so it's a very good life.
And you introduce her to Dhamma.
From a very young age.
Lukmal said she found the discussion very helpful and interesting.
I think it is quite the word I'm trying to say, not I won't say fascinating. It's very humbling for us women. And to see you there explaining everything, having an answer, and for me this experience I will never forget.
Yeah.
Never ever forget.
Because it's the words of truth.
Yes.
That can be answered anytime.
That's right. So when we were told that you were coming here, that was just day before yesterday, in the evening. So we had one day to discuss. So we were all very...
Because I think that not enough reading and developing understand of the words, then they can be mixed with one's own idea. That Buddha taught like this, but actually he taught for understanding to arise and understand whatever appears. Because whatever appears now arises and falls away. If there is no understanding of it right now, it has fallen away from day to day, from time to time. See?
Because if it is in your daily life, then there's nothing that you don't accept, nothing that will upset you.
And that by hearing more about different dharmas, we understand more about this.
That's why, amidst all this, Sarah, I feel that if we love
much
meditation.
Like we were saying in the discussion, actually, each moment is new life.
That's right.
New
yes.
Chitta arising
right.
at each yes. moment.
And
yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you so much. So I'm so glad you came, and thank you for all these lovely preparations.